Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1149. What are the effects of stress on your face? By Daniel Yetman with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, we have 6 shows covering a bunch of different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in any podcast app to find them. But let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. What are the effects of stress on your face? By Daniel Yetman with Healthline.com. Everybody feels stressed from time to time, but when it becomes chronic, it can have serious consequences on your health. Stress can increase your risk of developing depression, negatively impact your immune system, and increase your risk of developing cardiovascular disease. Stress can also leave a mark on your face. Dry skin, wrinkles, and acne are just some of the ways that it can manifest itself. Keep listening to find out what other effects stress can have on your face. The way stress shows on faces. Chronic stress can show on your face in 2 ways. First, the hormones that your body releases when you feel stress can lead to physiological changes that negatively impact your skin. Second, feeling stressed may also lead to bad habits, such as grinding your teeth or biting your lips. Acne. When you feel stressed, your body produces more of the hormone cortisol. Cortisol causes a part of your brain known as the hypothalamus to produce a hormone called corticotropin-releasing hormone, or CRH. CRH is thought to stimulate oil release from sebaceous glands around your hair follicles. Excessive oil production by these glands can clog your pores and lead to acne. Although it's widely believed that stress causes acne, there are only a few studies that have examined the connection. A 2017 study looked at the effects of stress on acne in female medical students between the ages of 22 and 24. The researchers found that higher levels of stress positively correlated with acne severity. Back in 2011, a South Korean epidemiological study examined potential acne aggravating factors in 1,236 people. They found that stress, lack of sleep, alcohol consumption, and menstruation can potentially make acne worse. Bags under your eyes. Bags under the eyes are characterized by swelling or puffiness beneath your eyelids. They become more common with age since the supporting muscles around your eyes weaken. Sagging skin caused by a loss of elasticity can also contribute to eye bags. Researchers found that stress caused by sleep deprivation increases signs of aging, such as fine lines, reduced elasticity, and uneven pigmentation. The loss of skin elasticity may also contribute to the formation of bags under your eyes. Dry skin. The stratum corneum is the outer layer of your skin. It contains proteins and fats that play a critical role in keeping your skin cells hydrated. It also acts as a barrier that protects the skin underneath. When your stratum corneum isn't working the way it should, your skin can become dry and itchy. According to a 2014 review published in Inflammation and Allergy Drug Targets, a pair of studies performed on mice found that stress impairs the barrier function of your stratum corneum and may negatively affect skin water retention. The review also mentions that several human studies have found that interview stress and stress from marital disruption can slow down the skin barrier's ability to heal itself. Rashes. Stress has the potential to weaken your immune system. A weakened immune system can lead to an imbalance of bacteria in your gut and skin, known as dysbiosis. When this imbalance occurs on your skin, it can lead to redness or a rash. Stress is known to trigger or aggravate several conditions that may cause rashes or inflamed skin, such as psoriasis, eczema, and contact dermatitis. Wrinkles. Stress causes change to the proteins in your skin and reduces its elasticity. This loss of elasticity can contribute to wrinkle formation. Stress may also lead to repeated furrowing of your brow that may also contribute to the formation of wrinkles. Graying hair and hair loss. Common wisdom says stress can make your hair go gray. However, it's only recently that scientists have figured out why. Cells called melanocytes produce a pigment called melanin that gives your hair its color. A recently published study in Nature found that sympathetic nervous activity from stress can cause the stem cells that create melanocytes to disappear. Once these cells disappear, new cells lose their color and turn gray. Chronic stress can also disrupt your hair's growing cycle and can lead to a condition called telogen effluvium. Telogen effluvium causes a larger than normal amount of hair to fall out. Other ways stress affects your face. Other ways stress can affect your face include tooth damage. Many people adopt the habit of teeth grinding when they feel stressed or anxious. Over time, this can cause permanent damage to your teeth. Temporomandibular joint dysfunction, or TMD. TMD is a group of health problems that affect the joint where your jaw connects to your skull. It can be caused by repeated clenching of your teeth. Face flushing. Stress can cause you to change your breathing habits. These breathing habits can cause your face to flush temporarily. And sore lips. Many people chew their lips or the inside of their mouths when they feel stressed. How to cope with stress. Some causes of stress, like a sudden death in the family or an unexpected job loss, are unavoidable. However, finding ways to cope with these stressors and minimize avoidable stress can help you better manage it. Some ways you can cope with stress include 1. Schedule time for relaxing activities. Scheduling time for activities that make you feel relaxed may help you reduce stress if you feel overwhelmed by your busy schedule. 2. Maintain good lifestyle habits. Continuing to eat a healthy diet as well as getting plenty of sleep will help your body better manage stress. 3. Stay active. Exercise can help you lower levels of your stress hormones and give you some time to take your mind off the cause of your stress. 4. Talk to others. Talking to a friend, family member, or mental health professional helps many people deal with stress. And 5. Avoid drugs and alcohol. Persistent use of drugs and alcohol can cause additional problems related to your stress. Takeaway: stress is an unavoidable part of life. However, when stress becomes chronic, it can leave a lasting impression on your face. Acne, gray hair, and dry skin are just a few of the ways that stress may show itself. Minimizing avoidable causes of stress in your life and learning techniques to manage stress can help you fight against these signs of premature aging. You just listened to the post titled, "What Are the Effects of Stress on Your Face?" by Daniel Yetman with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Look, I tried really hard not to laugh when I was reading this post to you. It's because I have experienced so many of these symptoms, it was uncanny. When I lose sleep or I'm feeling stressed, it always seems to show on my face. Usually, my eyes tell the entire story. When I am stressed, my eyes lose their twinkle and I tend to develop very noticeable bags under my eyes. I still remember back in college, it was my senior year, and one of my friends asked me, "Are you stressed or something? You've got huge bags under your eyes." I'm still not sure, by the way, why people feel so comfortable announcing these not so flattering comments about my appearance directly to me, but I guess I can't knock them for being honest. Anywho, my friend was right. I was feeling a little stressed and was not sleeping as well. And all of this was revealed on my face. Fast forward a few years, during the final stages of my doctoral program, I was getting ready to defend my research. What this means is I had just spent over a year conducting research. And in a few days, I had to stand up in front of my entire faculty and explain why my research was important to science and defend my methods. I had to stand there and answer questions about why I conducted the research the way I did, why I chose the statistical tests I ran, why I made the conclusions I made, and on and on. If I wasn't able to defend my methods successfully, I would not receive my degree. It would have been like all 5 years of my doctoral program would have gone to waste. So this was obviously a big deal. Well, right around that time, I developed an odd rash around my neck. When my doctor examined my rash, he said it was probably stress-related. Big surprise, right? So take it from me. Stress can manifest itself in many ways. Now, if hearing about how stress can harm us made you feel even more stressed, please know this is very normal. The key is to acknowledge that you're feeling stressed and find ways to cope. Today's author, Daniel, gave us 5 effective, research-backed coping strategies. So start by picking just one to try. The one that sounded most useful to you, and start there. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.